How to Come to Harlem.
Yep, How to Come to Harlem.
And they did a movie.
Yeah. I think it was Forrest Whitaker that did it, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We read Zora Neale Hurston and Lorraine Hansberry and one James Baldwin.
In this?
In Joe's class? High school.
Oh, okay.
In high school, okay. Mm-hmm.
In Joe's class.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I thought it was like a cool connection.
Excuse me. I have a question. Okay, is everything out on display, or are there more things that are in boxes or upstairs or not put out yet?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's more.
There's way more.
Yeah.
It used to be so much you couldn't even hardly walk through.
Do they rotate the stuff sometimes?
Mm-hmm. That's my idea.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just thinking that do you let people come in and research here mm-hmm. for some weeks?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We used to have the students from Cal State Northridge.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
With Dr. Ron
That's
Davis.
That's a good okay.
And they used to come.
Sure.
So, yeah, this exhibit here speaks about Richard Wright. Born here in the Natchez area in 1908. Wrote the books Black Boy, Native Son, became a world-renowned author. He moved from the United States in the 1940s and moved to Paris, France, where he would live the rest of his life, and that's where he would perish also. And in 2008, the state of Mississippi donated portions of Highway 84, where Richard Wright's family lived, and where he lived at one time, in his honor. And if you go down Highway 84 going eastward up here, up Natchez, you'll see portions of the highway called Richard Wright Memorial Hall Highway. And there's also, I saw when I was in Washington, D.C., a school named after Richard Wright in Washington, D.C. I had a chance to walk inside of it and tell them that I was from Natchez, and I tour people about Richard Wright. And over here, these pictures that you see of me, this thing is African American. Our leaders during the Civil Rights Movement, who were also assisting and helping Mr. Metcalf. This is Archer Curtis, who in 1964 was beaten by the Ku Klux Klan for his work and actions in the Civil Rights Movement. Here's Reverend Shed Baldwin, who had two of his churches bombed by the Ku Klux Klan during the Civil Rights Movement. And here's Walter J. Squalls with two of the other black police officers here in the Natchez area during the Civil Rights Movement with Charles Evers, the brother Meg Evers. And this is Wallace Jackson here on February 27, 1967, was bombed and killed by the Ku Klux Klan for being the NAACP treasurer and also taking a 17-cent raise job at the Armstrong Tire Plant, which was a position wasn't for blacks, and he took the position, and that also put a target on him. That's Mr. Charles Evers again, and this is Miss Ann Moody, who wrote the book Coming of Age in Mississippi, and she went to school here in Natchez at Natchez College, which was a black institution from 1884 to 1989 in Natchez. And when I was was in the 11th grade at Natchez High School, this was a book that we had to read. Well, it made us go to the mall and buy it, buy the book. And this is what we had to read for 9 weeks.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it. I really did. And she was also a part of the 1963 Woolworth City in Jackson, Mississippi. And over here speaks about the parchment ordeal. During the time of the boycotts here in Natchez, about 200 to 300 people were arrested and sent to the state penitentiary. And this weekend, actually, they're going to unveil a monument with the names of the people who went to parchment right over at the city auditorium, because they were also arrested, as you see on this picture, and loaded and sent to the city auditorium, and from there sent to the state penitentiary at parchment. And they were arrested for parading without a permit. And this is what they were loaded from the streets of Natchez to the state penitentiary without ever going to see a judge. And so 50 years later, in the year 2015, the city of Natchez and Adams, the board of supervisors for Adams County apologized to the survivors of this ordeal. And we also have a DVD and a book about the parchment ordeal that I think we have some copies here at the museum to learn further more about that story. We have also here these pictures that were painted by a man named Francisco Capelli. And he painted them during the time when the Spanish were occupying Natchez. And he painted them in Mexico. And he shows the relationship between Spanish, Native Americans, and also blacks at that time. And the sequence of pictures I'm going to show you how family lineages or names change after every generation. So like we have here, we have the Espanol, the Negro, and they have a mulatto child. Well, the mulatto child grows up and becomes this mulatto man, and he has an Espanol and a Morisco. And the Morisco boy grows up and becomes this man. He has an Espanol and an Alvina. And she grows up and becomes this woman. Says, I Espanol. Uh-oh, where you come from? And you come from grandpa, great-grandpa, and great-great-grandma. And then this little girl that you see here, she grows up and becomes that woman. And she has an indio, and they have a lobo. And the lobo becomes that. And there he is over here to my right, sitting there. And he has him an indio and a sambago. That little sambago boy, there he is. So throughout the years, as you can see, names change, but it's still the same color. So we put Francisco Capelli and Richard Wright on opposite ends of the room because these two people have two different opinions about race. Richard Wright said he writes to end all racial caste and systems of people. And as we see here with Francisco Capelli, he continues to make racial caste and titles of people. And we don't even know where the trace goes back unless you really pay attention to. Well, we don't know where to trace it to unless you pay attention. Wow. And then you know the origin of it.
What was his name? Sorry.
Francisco Capelli.
This contrast is really interesting. Remember this morning I was talking about how whiteness is constructed as a residual category, that it's not actually based on any real, actual substantive properties. It's all based on a negation of what they're not, and it changed different over different historical periods. Well, this really touches on this question of who gets to be white, who gets to pass, who counts, and what. Then there was the whole, maybe you can tell them something about the one drop rule and all of these systems of creating divisions to protect, you know, certain privileged ideas of who gets to be white and who gets to enjoy the power that goes along with it. You can really see it in these pictures.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what's going on in this one? Like he's annoyed with his, is that his wife? Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, she's probably getting on his nerves. So he probably say, man, get on.
He's the only one like that of all of them.
Look like he's doing the Heisman.
Well, this one's also.
Yeah, what's going on with this one?
He's drunk, actually. They're dragging him home.
That very may well be the case.
Yeah,
I think
so.
That's about right.
Oh. You got a little bit too lit.
Oh.
Any questions?
We're just starting.
Philip West here, who was a part of the Civil Rights Movement, and in 2004 became the first black mayor in Natchez since Reconstruction. And also Mr. George F. West in 1976, this gentleman became, I mean, I'm sorry, 1972, this gentleman became the first black alderman here in Natchez. And we go to the Walker Street Cemetery, the street that we're gonna veer off to get to the Walker Street Cemetery, be called George F. West Boulevard. So I've had some young people, tell me about a neighborhood. I guess they identify themselves here in Natchez with their neighborhood. They told me, say, man, I'm from the Boulevard. Boulevard, what Boulevard are you from? I didn't know we had them in Natchez. They said, man, I'm from George F. West Boulevard. I said, man, stop playing with me, man. I said, man, that man won't know none of that stuff y'all talking about, man. So this man was a civil rights legend, and y'all that took it to somewhere else, man. So, yeah, we're gonna actually get a chance to ride on the street that's named after him here in Natchez. And also, we have our current sheriff in Natchez, Mr. Travis Patton, who I think he's doing a real good job as our sheriff here in Natchez. He's our first sheriff since, our first black sheriff since Robert Wood was the sheriff in 1875. So he's up for re-election now. So, for 4 years now. I think he's done a real good job.
Did he get elected right before Trump?
Yeah.
I mean, just think about the importance of having actual representation in the law force, given all of the Black Lives Matter problems that have still not even begun to go away in the United States. Mm-hmm. All the abuse of power by predominantly white police forces. It's like such an incredibly important moment to have representation within law force in a place like this.
Do you know how a black sheriff got into office in 1877?
Yes, during Reconstruction. During the 1870s and till about the 1890s, there was a lot of black political office holders at that time. And then in about the late 1890s, they started to enforce these codes in the Mississippi Constitution called the Mississippi Black Codes. And these black codes basically disenfranchised blacks from holding political office and other things, but it was because of how successful people like Robert Wood, Hiram Revels, John Roy Lynch were that there were means and avenues to silence that type of movement. And that's why you have people like Martin Luther King, maybe others, and Malcolm X, and we can go on and on, fighting for the rights that people 100 years before them had already established for blacks.
What kind of presence did the Black Panthers have? Was there a local Black Panther
party cell? There wasn't necessarily. We don't know of one being here in Natchez. We just know about the Deacons for Defense, who were predecessors to the Black Panther Party. Mm-hmm. Black Panthers weren't yet officially started until about 1966, but the Deacons were already established in 1964. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the Deacons would go out to California for fundraising to come back to do their thing here in Natchez and the surrounding parts of the South. So that's probably where some of the ideology came for the Panthers. And then also people like Robert Williams, who wrote the book Negroes with Guns, who had started arming and having the presence of people with guns in Monroeville, North Carolina. So those were inspirations for the Black Panther Party. He would be Newton and Bobby Seale and all of Fred Hampton and all those good people. Yeah, speaking about Fred Hampton almost similar to Emmett Till, because he get his grave shut up too, just like Emmett Till signed it. So,
yeah.
Say, wow, that's crazy.
You guys all know who Emmett Till is, right? Where did that happen at?
Emmett Till store? Oh, that happened in Money, Mississippi. Which
Money,
is,
Mississippi?
Yeah, Money, Mississippi.
How far away is that?
That's about 4 hours away from here in Natchez.
Was it like Ole Miss students or something?
Oh yeah, yeah. It'd be different types of people go shoot that sign up.
Oh.
Did you see they put up a new one that was bulletproof?
Yeah, they
all
saw
it. Just recently, after all these years, they finally figured out how to stop. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
so
they constantly.
Oh yeah, they get shot. There's somebody.
I thought it was a one-time thing, but it was just like people.
Oh no, they've replaced it about 35 times.
Yeah.
Literally.
I think maybe say this is the fourth one that they've put up since the young man died.
And I don't know if you all saw the news just recently, but the woman who accused Emmett Till of inappropriate sexually harassing her actually, in her very old age, confessed that it never happened. Her white tears didn't solve anything for Emmett Till, but this was a recent something that happened from just a few years ago. And it's just
Donald
an
Trump,
emblem of.
If Donald Trump wanted to lock somebody up, he should lock her up.
No kidding.
I'll go to the jail and assist that.
False confession. What would they call that?
I don't
it's
know.
Perjury.
Perjury, but false.
Man.
Yeah.
She started the whole movement.